The Vermont Garden Journal is made possible by Gardner Supply, offering earth-friendly and innovative solutions for gardens and landscapes in Burlington, Williston, and gardeners.com.
I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. Rudbeckia, or black-eyed Susans, are such a common flower, we often overlook them. These wildflowers are found naturalized along roadsides and, of course, in many home gardens. While the native version is very common and popular for discerning true love, you know, she loves me, she loves me not, she loves me, she loves me not, there are some great new varieties of Rudbeckia that expand the color palette and size of this perennial flower. Indian Summer and Cherokee Sunset are two hybrids with semi-double, bronze, red, and orange petaled flowers. Irish Eyes features an unusual green cone with yellow petals. Toto only grows a foot tall, and Green Wizard has green petals with a large black cone. Unfortunately, some of these new hybrids are only short-lived perennials in our climate. For hardier Rudbeckias that come back faithfully for years, try Golden Glow and Goldstrom. Golden Glow is also known as the privy plant. While Rudbeckias usually stand 2 to 3 feet tall, this giant grows 6 to 7 feet tall with double golden-colored flowers. It used to be grown around outhouses to camouflage them, hence the common name. Rudbeckias are easy to grow. They love full sun and well-drained, moist soil. The hardier types self-sow readily, so be prepared to weed them out each spring. Allow 2 to 3 feet between plants if you have a problem with powdery mildew disease. This will allow the plants to dry out before nightfall. Deadhead spent flowers to encourage more blooms, but leave some of the cones on plants for birds to enjoy the seeds. I love watching finches pick off Rudbeckia seeds in fall. Mulch tender hybrids in autumn to help them survive our tough winters. And now for this week's tip. There's still space on my tour of the gardens and foods of Barcelona, Spain, and Provence, France this September. Not only will we visit award-winning gardens and take cooking classes tasting great foods, we'll visit food markets and be part of seasonal local festivals. Learn more at vpr.net. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about organic weed controls. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.